brave soldier, with rifle on the shoulder, and I'm ready for whatever comes my way.
FE DOD Podcast with your host LOD and Noble Clem.
Oh no! We're all doomed!
Alright, welcome back to the BFE DOD Podcast. We've had a couple weeks of break, but we've returned, we're back. And just to address some of the recent changes and commotion in BFE, we have our new tournament chairperson, Subashark, and he's going to just give a brief statement. Subashark, take it away.
Okay, guys. Welcome to the podcast. If you haven't read it yet, I will be soon posting Address to the Troops. It's to give you an idea of what's going on, what's happened, what we are addressing right now, the problems that we've had and what we're facing, and our future direction. Off the top of the head, what I've basically covered is what happened to Source and what it did to BFE, the problems with the maps, our future plans on what we're going to do with the servers, our future port overs, and the Nations Cup.
All right. Thanks, Guga. At the podcast today, this will be a really short episode, but we have a great lineup. We have Scipio Alpinus, the EC member. We got Wolverine and Walter Cronkite, longtime veterans. So any of you three have any questions for Scuba and I?
Well, this is Walter Cronkite, and I just wanted to ask here what seems to be the map situation for Source as it comes up. I realize we only got essentially four maps that work well, and I've heard of some maps kind of being ported over. What's the current situation for that?
Okay, the current situation with maps, a lot of people are saying, well, gee, there's a bunch of them out there. If you actually go take a look at them, they're very, very poor maps. Some of them are more or less hacked the source kit based on textures from Counter-Strike Source. Valve, in their wonderful wonders of miracles, decided not to release the source development kit, the SDK, for DoD. So we basically have no textures or lightning to actually create a real DoD source map. The four maps that they did release with it are all old maps. I mean, they've been around for over 4 years. They've been played on forever. In fact, we've basically ditched in BFE most of those maps on the back burner because they're played too often. Out of those four maps, only two of them are really suitable for BFE style of play, especially at 6 hours at a whack before it gets extremely boring. As we've noticed, that's exactly what happened on the pubs. The first week or so, everybody was playing on Source. After that, a lot of people just got bored with the same map over and over again, and now we have empty servers. They've been empty since the first of the month with maybe 2 or 3 hours of play on them total. We have an internal mapping development team now. They're working on some ports and some ideas on some new maps. As soon as the SDK is delivered by Valve, expect to actually see real port overs with the lighting effects and the variations to color to be ported over on some familiar maps that we already know. We've contacted quite a few other developers that have existing maps that BFE has used. They are developing them to be ported over and ready for the SDK kit, but they're not going to release them until they are correct. And at that time, they've even asked BFE to beta it for them. So we might have some beta tests during the beta campaign to test some decent maps. At the same time, the development team will be creating some BFE custom size maps. That could be to actually use the real resource of DoD. It's supposed to be 4 to 5 times larger in dimension than what we've seen on DoD. And that could even be building up to a 32-man server.
Okay, one question that I'm kind of wondering about is, with this kind of break while we're waiting for the maps to come out, what's happening with the Nations Cup? Are we using 1.3? Are we using Source? Who's running it? What's happening?
Okay. We discussed the matter, and we've been wanting to do that, is finding the right person. And when I made the announcement that we were going to do something like that, Goose semi-volunteered, so I gave him the volunteer. And he decided to help us with it and take up the gauntlet and start the Nations Cup. What we're looking at is a expanded Nations Cup than we had before, one that will last like 5 weeks to keep people interested. and sticking around while we're waiting for Valve to release the SDK. Some interesting perks and twists he's got planned for us on that. 1.3, which I call classic now, so it'll probably be coming back like classic code. Deep Server 1 is running on a source engine. I am working right now. Actually, LOD is going to be trying to contact the MIAS guys to convert Server 2 over to DoD Classic. So basically, the NC will be able to be ran on either 1.3 or source. Some people want to stick with trying out source. That's fine. We'll leave that decision up to the two team captains of which map they want to play and which version.
Okay, I've got a question, which is more on the administrative part. We've seen Virus and Big Rich leave both at the same time, or on a quick lap of time. Rumors are there's more than what they're saying. I mean, they're saying they're leaving because they have too much work outside BFE and they don't have time anymore for BFE. But is there some sort of hidden reason, a big secret? Do you know a bit more about that, Scuba?
There is no real big secrets on their leaving. Actually, VR's leaving took Virus by surprise because he was getting ready to leave and give the tournament to VR. Put it a little more in view, they're both students. They're both like in their junior year, which means things are getting harder for them. Virus, for instance, is taking computer and electrical engineering. He has over 4 labs, so he's very extremely busy. VR, besides taking night classes on his CAD design work that he's going to school for, he is also doing that in real life right now. So he's also is carrying down a full-time job, which is also the first for him to be working that hard and going to night school. I believe they both thought that BFE Source would be something like we all thought it would, something new, fun, everything there and ready to go. And as all of us, we were pretty much let down with that. That was not the case, that it came with 4 stupid maps that we couldn't really play on and a lot of other problems with the servers. And I think that just reached a breaking point. I think that hit BR more because he was more frustrated with what was going on with the servers and expected things to run faster. And Virus was, he just got buried when the school worked. And it just basically all came to the head at the same time. So there's no real big secret or anything like that. It's just real life issues.
Okay, and maybe I'd like to ask another question. It's about the tournament admins. I mean, now Big Rich left and yourself, you're now tournament chairman and not tournament admin anymore. Are we going to fill up those 3 spots? Are we going to back to 5 tournament admins? Or
that's an issue that Cyrus, LLD, and I are working on and we'll figure out as we get closer to actually doing something and see where we need the help. With 5, we also seem to be stepping on each other's toes. So we're basically going to work it out, see who's scheduled, who has what, and what parts we want to be actively doing, and then maybe find another person or maybe not. 3 right now will work fine. Like I said, we're in no rush to move forward since we don't have anything to move forward with.
I'm sure it's sort of the same answer, but I know there was some talk a while ago about expanding the EC to 7 people, and like it used to be. And I guess that kind of got put on hold before Source, but we thought that Source would bring in a lot of new players. Has that changed now, or does anyone know what's happening?
Basically, the EC will stay at 5 people. When we did have it at 7, it seemed it took a lot longer for any work to actually get done because more cooks in the kitchen, you just get in each other's way. But in this case, with 7 people, we could never actually get a consensus to get everybody to get their votes in on time or anything else like that. So 5 worked a lot better, and we'll be sticking with 5. We do have a person that is retiring, so that's one place where we're looking for another person to fill that position, and that's what they're looking at right now. We've also created a new charter for the EC. They will be basically be having a little bit of a different job function. They will also be under a review. So, you know, basically if they're not functioning their jobs or taking long breaks or something like that, then they'll be asked to consider redoing their spot or resigning or be more active. What we're looking for is active people. And that's where we're going from this point forward. You'll be seeing that in the new charters that will be in the new forums.
Just to go off that, that means a lot more responsibility for the officers. That's part of the reason why we didn't just carry on the officers from last campaign. They're going to be freshly chosen and handpicked by the Scuba and Cyrus and myself. So, you know, if you want to work up to be an officer, it's going to be a little bit more work and a lot more responsibility and seriousness, but hopefully it makes the tournament better and everyone has more fun. A lot less of the EC, you know, what was seen as, you know, trying to get people banned, getting people in trouble, you know, stupid bans, etc. A lot of that will be moved away from the EC and will be moved on to the responsibility, the shoulders of the officers to, you know, internal, to monitor internal stuff. So look forward to that, guys. It'll be fun.
Regarding the Nations Cup, I was starting to think what might happen if after the Nations Cup we still didn't have the SDK around. Do we have any plans for maybe trying to do one more 1.3 or one more classic DoD round, or what are the plans for after that if the SDK doesn't come out?
That, Walter, is the million-dollar question. At the moment, we almost thought about going back to Classic for another six-week campaign, but do you really think there would be enough community effort to do that? That's the part we're reaching right now, is I don't think there would be. Based on the scrims and everything else, with the maps that we got, nobody showed up. So I don't know if they'd be willing to go back to 1.3 yet. If during the Nations Cup we get down to that last week or so and there still isn't anything out, I don't think we have another choice except to go back to 1.3. A week before the Nations Cup is over, if we don't, I'll post a poll and asking people to give me your straight answer. Will you play another 6 weeks on 1.3 or not?
Personally, I'm betting people probably would, but you know, you never know.
I know I would. God, I like playing. I don't care which version I play.
If we don't have the SDK in 5 weeks, which we expect the Nations Cup to run, I don't see why we would run a 1.3 tournament. Why wouldn't we all just hop in a bus and go kill everyone at Valve?
I'll drive.
I think you need a bigger bus.
Talk to Daedalus about the legality of that.
Daedalus will probably just stick his fingers in his ear and go la 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 la.
Alright, anyways, just one announcement to make. I hear Ramen King is working on his Devastation port. And just keep up the good work, Ramen. We love you, and we look forward to playing it. So just shout out for Ramen. I guess that about wraps it up. Kind of an emergency, last-minute podcast just to, you know, explain what's going on, because I think there is a little concern out there, and hopefully we addressed it. Scuba will be making a post later today, Sunday, and we'll be having Nations Cup starting shortly. If you want to volunteer for positions of any kind to help, you know, Cyrus, Cuba, myself, help the tournament in general, you know, just talk to one of us. We can probably find something for you to do. And thanks, guys, for listening.
Well, one last thing I'd like to make, and that's an appeal out to the public. All the old geezers that are over 40, I will be, once again, getting a team geezer up. So if you're over 40, willing to play in the Nations Cup and kick some butt, I know we're good for at least two rounds.
And then you have to take out your teeth and go to bed.
Alright. Any more questions, guys? Any more stuff you want to get out of us while we're here?
What is your shoe size?
11.
Rock on.
When are all you guys going to retire so I can become the tournament chairman?
I don't think that'll happen, Wolverine.